Welcome to Big Blend Radio, where we celebrate variety and how it adds spice to quality of life. Welcome to the latest episode of the Big Daily Blend Show here on Big Blend Radio. Today, we're going to be celebrating international friendship. And this is very important when we look around the world. Everyone seems to be arguing and fighting. There's wars. But friendship can actually outlive the drama and is really key and important. So we're going to England to chat with Glenn Burrows. You know, Glenn is on our show every fourth Saturday. I'm going to get it straight here, Glenn. And his next interview coming up in this month of February is all about weddings in England. So that really ties into friendship, doesn't it, Glenn? Welcome back. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Yeah. Friendship. Let's hope people who get married are friends.
Oh, because that, friends very, first.
It's very important to be friendly with your partner.
Oh, there it is. If you're not friends first. Well, you know what I'm seeing a lot is that people, you know, go from college and start traveling, and then they make friends on, you know, like a travel thing before or after college. There's that gap year. Yeah. And sometimes that's where they meet their partners. And so I'm meeting so many couples lately that are internationally, you know, united just as a couple.
Yeah, I mean, that is quite often. I mean, we get a lot of people, a lot of foreign students in England from all over the world. So obviously you're in a university where it is absolutely multicultural, students from all over the world. So it does happen quite often that you get couples who are, you know, are not from the same country. I mean, one of Diane's cousins is married to a man from Greece. You know, one of my distant cousins is married to somebody from China, I think she comes from, you know. Wow. So, I mean, it is now, the world is so small. It really is.
I love that. You know, I think that the more multicultural marriages we have and friendships, the better food we have together.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you're gonna bring in family food from where you come from, aren't you? You know, so I mean, as it happens, Diane brings food into my family from like 6 miles away, so that doesn't really count. But you know, if you've got someone from China marrying someone from Norfolk, you're going to bring in a completely different culture, which is always interesting. I mean, I love meeting people from foreign countries because they've got a completely different take on the world. I mean, as you know, I mean, I don't know if you remember, but my daughter went to university in Nottingham. And, you know, I have some properties in Nottingham, and some of my tenants, they've come from all over Africa. They've come from Pakistan.
Oh, wow.
They've come from India. They've come from, where was the other one? I can't think. There was, France, which is only just up the road. Spain and Italy. But whenever I go and see them, you know, they've always been really open as to offer me something to eat and whatever, you know. And I had some, Bangladesh, one of the couples came from. So I had some Bangladeshi food, you know. But I also get to talk to people. And it is all about talking to real people, isn't it? You know, I'm not talking to a politician. I'm talking to Fred.
That's what I'm saying. When you have these communications, like with us pet sitting as we travel America, we meet a lot of people from different countries or traveling out. And a lot of times there are groups of, hey, I'm going to go see my college friend who lives in Spain or in Amsterdam, you know, that kind of thing. And I find that when we immerse ourselves through these kinds of friendships or the beginning of a friendship, it transcends politics. It transcends
absolutely
all of the I'm watching my language here. The drama, the stuff, the negative stuff. But friendships can also, you know, friendships have saved people's lives throughout political strife. And that's a huge thing, too, when we think about international relations.
Absolutely.
It you know, people have saved each other's lives over it.
Well, I mean, not only that, by broadening your mind, by meeting other people, you are understanding that these other people who may seem to you to be completely foreign And I don't mean that just by coming from another country, but I mean completely foreign in what they do and what they believe. Actually, they're normal people.
Yeah.
And that is what is so helpful, because I remember some of my tenants in Nottingham were, you know, they followed Islam. And I know nothing about it because I live in Norfolk, you know. But actually, I had some really deep conversations with these people because I needed to learn about it. I don't understand it. And actually, we had exactly the same beliefs that, you know, we look after each other. We treat people how we want to be treated. We're kind and friendly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just that it's a different name.
Yes.
But it's the same principle.
Well, I remember Nancy and I going to a mosque in Durban, South Africa, and really learning about the Muslim traditions and belief systems and having those same conversations. And the reality is, I think different cultures and religious beliefs get negative, you know, connotations because of radicalization, which those are terrorist groups. That is not necessarily every individual is to blame. You know, you can't look at, please don't look at Americans as bad because of whatever we've done. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily the individuals that, you know, are just trying to feed their families and have a decent life, you know, and politics now is so corrupt anywhere around the world that you'd have to be spending your whole career would have to be tracing all the corruptness to make any heads or tails of what's really going on. So I think that's when us common folks get together, we can transcend that. And that's the reality about this friendship, you know?
That is exactly what it is. It's just two common people talking about life. And when we talk to somebody from no matter where it is, we have got so much in common.
With the pet sitting, we meet people and we bond over care of an animal and the love of travel. And that means if you're traveling, you're already broadening your mind.
Yeah.
If you don't just stick to the chains, you know, we always talk about that on the show, go into the local bodega, go into the fish and chip shop when you're in England versus, you know, the same, you know, food and, you know, those big box things, those big brands we all know, not knocking those. And at times we all need that. But if you go into the local kind of style things, you're opening your mind, you're opening your taste palates, your taste buds may really thank you. And you're opening your heart during that kind of experience, right? How could you not feel, you know, there's so many times people bring you into, well, we go into people's homes, but we're having dinner with them or something, and it's going to be some traditional dish that we have no clue about. You know, we're still learning American, you know, in a way, because I know we've been here for a while, but my dear, dear friends in life, my childhood friends are all international. And, you know, some live in England, some live in South Africa, so, you know, different places around the world. And to meet each other after years, but there's something about those bonds of being able to have a communication about things that is honest. That's really cool. Tell people about your pen pal, because I don't know if we have pen pals anymore, do we?
Well, no, we have Facebook pal. I speak to his wife on Facebook, and we have telephone calls quite a lot. But yeah, I mean, I've known Patrick since I was about 12, I think, when I was at school. We in my school, we had a twin town in my town. And the twin town to Fakenham, where I went to school, was Olivet in the Loire Valley in France. And we had a twin school, which was Olivet School. And Patrick was my pen friend. And I went over to his Easter holidays, and he came over to us in the July holidays. And we did that for about four or five years, I think, when we were still at school. And we kept in touch. And we kept in touch. And we kept in touch. And we still are in touch. So we've now been friends for 52 years.
Wow.
And he is like my brother. I haven't got a brother. I've only got a sister, and he's an only child. So we basically are brothers, you know. I mean, he was my best man when I got married.
Oh,
and,
wow.
He actually was over here last year. Funnily enough, I was saying to Diane, it's about time we went to France, because we haven't been to France since before COVID. So, but it is another family. He is my family, because I've known him since I was 12. He rings my mum up and he says, "Hello, mum," because it's what it is, But I've learned so much about the way of life in France. And you hear on the television, "Oh, we hate the French," and all. No, we don't. Why did they say we hate the French? It's like in America, you're saying you hate the Canadians. Well, no, you don't. Some people
No.
might hate Canadians. Some people might hate the Mexicans. Some people might hate the Spanish, but not as a race. You can't
You
talk for me.
can't generalize.
No, nobody talks for me. I don't hate the French. I love the French. Some of my best friends are French. In
Well,
fact,
they changed English food, that's for sure.
well, they did. I actually went. I went over to France to work in 1978, and then after that, years later, I went back to see one of my mates in France, and he actually got out of his bed. Him and his wife got out of their bed for me and my wife to stay with them. Now, you wouldn't get
Wow.
that in England. Nobody would do that in England for you. But he did, because he's a mate, and
See,
that
this
is.
is that it's so wild when you think about it. My best friend from high school, Melissa, came over last year, and I think I told you I was so excited, because how we had to leave Africa was a little crazy, and we had to come home basically as things were carrying on over there, and we all lost touch, and so, Facebook has a lot of arguments and drama, but it also united all of us, which
Oh,
was
it has.
fantastic. And to actually see her in person and just get back on track, but it was like nothing had passed. All these things had changed in our lives, but
I
we were,
know.
and we drove halfway across the country to see her, and I'd do it across the entire, I'd do it again in a heartbeat. She's a friend, and now we have a monthly chat. A monthly catch up. We check in on each other. And on my birthday this year, we're going to, because it's a big one, Glenn. I'm turning
28.
21.
Well, I thought it was 28.
it's 21.
Okay.
Yeah. But my best friends from there are, and she's in England now and they're in South Africa. We're going to have a Zoom party because,
Lovely.
we can't all be there. But, that makes my heart beyond happy. That's joy. And that's what I think about international friendship is like so beautiful. And most movies and stories and books, I mean, even when you think about, military stories, the movies and Vietnam stories, World War II, how the soldiers had to be, had become like instant family. They had each other's backs, life or death, right?
Totally.
And so when you think about those stories that you hear, think about it's the friendship that really did it. That, the underdog thing, a lot of times you may have the world against you, but one person that says, go for it. If you listen to the person that says, go for it, your friend who's got your back, you may really make it. If you listen to the naysayers, well.
But that also underlines the thing about friendship, which just goes through everything else, because in those sort of circumstances, during Second World War, Vietnam, but whenever you were all thrown together, it didn't matter whether you were a multimillionaire, whether you were a bank manager, whether you were a farm laborer, you were all equal. And you all watched each other's backs, whether you were up there or down there, and whatever you were, what religion you were didn't matter, what color you were doesn't matter, because you look after each other. And that then just makes everybody equal. And I think that is what friendship does. It makes you equal, because we're all the same. It doesn't matter whether we've got 20 million pound in the bank, or whether we haven't got any money in the bank and we live on the streets, because we're actually all equal. At the end of the, what do they say? When you're standing before God, we're all the same. And it
And
doesn't
we're all
matter.
going to be naked.
It doesn't matter what God you're calling it either. Whenever the time comes, we're all the same. You know, we all came in the world the same, and we're all going to go out of the world the same. So it's
Can we
only
have
the
a
middle
party on
bit.
the way out, please? I'd like a good
Yeah,
party.
exactly. It's the middle bit that's the problem, isn't it?
But I could not imagine life without friends. It would
Neither
be
me, no.
because, you know, sometimes you need to call them up and give a good whine, or a good moan, as you say over there, right?
Yeah.
Moan. But if you do that too often, that's not good, but or you just call to laugh, hey, we all need a good laugh and just to support, or just I think laughter is important. Friends, you're allowed to laugh about things, and when you can be yourself totally, I
Yeah.
think that's the beauty.
It's all about when I think we were talking about this earlier. It's all about with friends, you can be totally honest. And sometimes you can't really be honest with everybody else, you know, but with somebody who you really know really, really well, and they know you as well, you can actually say it like it is. And, you know, we need that. We need to be able to be completely honest with somebody and say, I'm struggling today. And, you know, that's all you need. Or if you can't think of an excuse to ring somebody up, just ring them up and ask them how they are.
God, yeah, just you know what, out of that is it. Just check in.
Yeah.
Check in with your friends, check in.
It's so important.
Just even for 10 minutes, even a text message is better than nothing, or a Facebook message, however you
Exactly.
want to do it. I love the idea of pen pals though, because there's
Yeah.
something cool about it where you act, I mean, I can't handwrite to save my life now. Nobody wants a pen pal,
I'm always writing.
You can handwrite still? Can you read it?
Oh,
I
very
can't
good.
see that, but oh wow, you've got writing. Yeah, we no.
Yeah, I'm always making
I
notes.
do write. I write things. I write what
I'm
I'm
always
doing. Like
writing.
my schedule has to be written down, and if I write it down, it's in my head. But if I type it, that's why people are like, why don't you put it on all these good calendar? I'm like, because
No, I have a diary.
I have a diary, and that way it sticks in here, and it's all good, but it's nothing that anyone could read, but I can.
Well,
Makes
that's the
no
main thing.
sense, but who cares? But so I think technology right now is a good saver, lifesaver on that. Do you have any favorite movies or books or stories or songs that represent friendship to you?
Oh gosh, what a question. Throwing that one at
I
me.
was thinking about movies like Stand By Me as being one of the best
Yeah, I
movies, but
don't do
like
a.
all the travel movies, I think a way for friendship to happen is going on a good road trip or a trip
Yeah,
together, an
actually,
adventure.
when you were saying about that, funnily enough, the first thing that came into my mind was The Elephant Man. I don't know if you saw The Elephant
Oh,
Man,
wow. Yeah.
John Merrick. The doctor in that actually became a good friend of his and a good confidant. And that was a very, very poignant film, I found. I found that very, very, very
Doesn't that
poignant.
go with what I was saying about how you could have one person that's your friend that you can rely and trust,
Yeah.
and then the rest of the world could be laughing at you because you're the elephant man because you
Yeah.
of your how you look, with
Yeah.
what do you call those fairs where people went to the oddities, or what was it? There was a
Yeah.
name for that where people would go and see.
There was, and I can't, you're
Yeah, it's
asking
out in my
someone
head.
who's, you know,
But
I'm
it was those
60.
weird things, like a circus thing, and then here comes
Yeah,
all
a
the,
freak show.
yeah, the freak show. That's it.
Yeah, I'm 65 in February, so you know, oh, later this month. Oh dear. Yeah, so
Oh
you know,
wow.
I'm gonna be a freak show then, I'll tell you, 65.
Hey, wow. There you go. That, hey, no, but that's good. Hey, listen, I'm coming up behind you. It's happening. It's happening.
Listen, you're not going to overtake me, though, are you?
I'm slow.
But
That's my.
in all seriousness, you know, we've never met, but I always class you and
Oh,
Nancy as some really good
yeah,
friends,
your
you
friends.
know,
Yeah,
because
exactly. Yeah.
I've talked to you off screen about anything and everything,
Oh,
and that's what it's all about, you know.
we
It is all
always
about.
solve the world's problems.
We do normally, but we haven't. We're not in charge. That's the
I
problem, you
know.
know.
If we were in charge, everybody would have cake every day.
Well, exactly.
Free
Gee
cake.
scones.
Cake and scones. Everybody would be happy, and they wouldn't be fighting because they'd be stuffing their faces.
Well, exactly. But food is another really good thing to keep people together. Like you were saying, comparing different foods and different cuisines is always good because it just gets people together to eat. But we can all just be friends. It wouldn't it be lovely?
You
Wouldn't it
know,
be
I
lovely?
just thought of you were like talking about, friendship. I was thinking of the Golden Girls TV show. Thank you for being my friend. That song, I've got to have to put that in the. Oh, we're gonna have to do a music playlist about friendship. Yeah, especially international. I think that's important. I wanted to say, friendship is about unity, and it is like your own personal community, right? And today, February 6th, as we air this, celebrating International Friendship Month, right? The whole month. And then there's a special day in summer, but I think it's August. Today is the birth anniversary of Bob Marley. And I'm sorry, but I absolutely love Bob Marley for many reasons. And one of them is about the message of unity and doing it through love. Everything was about if you're going to achieve something, it's through love and unity. There's community. So I just think it's kind of perfect that we're talking about international friendship on his birthday. It's good music,
And it should, there's no reason why we need to be unfriendly with people. We might be different, but we've got more things in common than we've got difference. So what's the problem with, and if you don't like someone, then keep away from them. Just don't.
Really. Don't, yeah, you do. You need to have, I have a friend who was saying once in the business world, if you're beating your head against the wall, just stop it and go to where the door opens. There's nothing wrong with it. You don't, stubbornness doesn't really always work for you in that way.
Just move away.
Go to where the door is open and go from there because there's always someone who will believe in you, no matter what in life.
But the big thing is that you have to believe in yourself to start with, and
That's true.
that is the biggest problem
Boy,
sometimes. But
sometimes I look in the mirror and go, holy cow. See, I watched myself.
yeah, you did, didn't you?
What did you do? What was that about? No, I think you're really right. You have to know yourself, and you're always growing as an individual. And I think the friends around you, there's something about that too. Maybe you have a good friend from school or from, whatever stage in life. Sometimes you, if they're not keeping, sometimes you have to shift on, let's put it that way, if they're not a good influence in your life.
Yes,
That
exactly.
that's, that's happened numerous times in my life, which sucks. You don't want it. You always think friends are forever. You want that. There's
Yeah,
some
but
that
they
are
don't
through
work.
thick and thin, but going back to weddings and marriage, right? You hope it's going to be forever, but sometimes people grow and some people go in the other direction,
But I think half of it is it then goes back to honesty. And if you honestly realize that there's something wrong with a friendship or whatever, then you've just got to throw it up in the air and say, okay, we need to change this. Because there's an old saying that if nothing changes, nothing changes.
Oh, that's boring. I need something to change around the middle of my waist here, man. I just that needs to change. That needs to change. Before we go, Glenn and everyone, I'm going to put some links in the show notes for movie recommendations, also author interviews and things like that. Anything to do with friendship, some music. I'm going to have to put a little music playlist together, I think.
I think you will.
I think that always happens, and I say I'm not going to do it, and then here it comes. And then once I get started, it's supposed to be five songs. And then next thing you know, you've got 40 songs. So when I make a playlist, it's forever. It's like toilet paper. Can't help it. But one thing I wanted to touch on with you being a tour guide with Norfolk Tours and everyone, norfolk-tours.co.uk. And go look, that'll be linked in the show notes too. With you being a tour guide, and you're so you customize everything, and it's not like, hey, everybody hop on the bus and we have to be here at A, B, C, D. It's what people want as an adventure and an experience. So it's
Totally.
intimate. It's intimate. Like we were talking, our pet sitting is intimate. Do you find that you end up being friends with your clients that you take around, that you stay in touch and communicate? Does that ever happen?
Yeah, most of the time. I mean, you can't really spend a week or 10 days or whatever with people without really getting to know them. And, you are really quite close because, I mean, I'm going around the country with people and, I'm driving with them, I'm eating with them, we're going to different places. I get to know what they like and what they don't like. They get to know what I like and I don't like. And it is all about being honest and open. And it does turn into a real friendship, and it does happen. It's so important that people can feel comfortable. When you're with a tour guide, if you've got a bus full of people, your tour guide is your tour guide. But for me, it's like you say, it's totally intimate. So I am only with either two or four people or whatever, and sometimes only one person. So it is all about being able to just get on with people and be able to have really open, sensible, honest
Finding
conversation.
commonality, the similarity, like you were talking about earlier.
I mean, it's unbelievable what I find out about my guests and what they find out about me as well.
I was going to say, whoa, wait a minute. I think we've got to do a gossip show. We're going to do Coronation Street just now.
My lips are sealed.
Well, you do a lot of work of helping people, go through their family history, which is sometimes really exciting and fun and sometimes heartbreaking. And you
Very
find
much so.
stuff, and we all find some interesting skeletons back there in the
Oh,
closet, right? And it's like,
yes.
oh, well, I don't know how to feel about this ancestor's actions. And so that's, it's an emotional journey. Family history is very emotional,
Oh,
truly.
it definitely is. But I mean, talking about that, I mean, that's international as well. Because, even someone like me whose ancestors all lived in this area, one of my ancestors actually ended up going to Nova Scotia and back again because he was in the English army and went over to Halifax, and back again. So he got international. But, most people have got national roots or even international roots. And people in America have nearly all, apart from the people who come from America, most people have got
Indigenous,
international roots,
yeah.
so.
With you going to Canada, because you went over there and you met relatives through
Yes.
family history,
Yes.
which relatives become friends, because if you it's
Oh,
not like
yes.
they go to church with you every Sunday in England. So this is like, okay, I don't know you don't know me, but this is exciting. We're related. Do you eat this? Do I eat that? What's your favorite color? It's kind of fun, right?
Well,
To build those
it is.
friendships.
And we make that connection, and actually we find that we're all very similar again, and that goes back to what I'm saying. We've got more similarities than we have differences, because not just because we're related by blood, but because we're human beings. And I think that is important because, at the end of the day, we don't know who we're related to. We might actually find we're related to that person who we detest, who lives up the street. But, we've got to just learn to get on with it. And if you
I
don't
love
like
it.
the person, just
Yeah, and
go near him.
I'll never forget the one Christmas you sent Nancy and I a care package, with crackers, because we hadn't done
I
the
did.
pull the cracker and the little hat and everything. And we took it to we actually used it on New Year's morning. It had snowed in Saguaro National Park when we lived in Tucson, and our friend Rondi is from South Africa. Well, lived in South. It's international, however you look at it. International friendship right there. And we went for a hike in the little bit of snow that was there. I mean, it's not like what we're going through now in snow. This was like, hello, it's a little white on the cactus. And we opened a bottle of champagne together, had a picnic in the snow with York, and we're pulling crackers and wearing the hats and playing with the little fish that flew. And so, like, that was a global celebration. And
Oh,
so we were thinking
totally.
of you and Diane, and just wishing everyone well that year. And it was like, it felt so good to share, just that to me is that those little surprises that come with friendships. I'm not saying everyone has to send each other packages,
No.
except for my friend Melissa did bring over Marmite
Oh,
and
wow.
crunchies for Nancy.
Yes.
And jelly tots.
Oh,
Oh, wine gums. I haven't had any of these for years. So, friends come with benefits.
yeah.
Not those type, but I'm just saying the
No, be
jelly
careful.
tots were so good. Oh my gosh, I hadn't had those for since I was kid, but was it Whispers? I think you have the
Oh, yeah,
Whispers.
Whisper Bar, yeah.
Oh, Turkish delight. You see, this is good international friendship. So food goes a long way and Marmite
Food.
can be spread for years. I mean,
Yeah.
that Nancy's like, why is our food bag always heavy? Well, I got these giant jars of Marmite. Oh, speaking of which, I guess that's what I'm going to have for breakfast tomorrow. Oh,
Go
I might
for it.
even have some toast now, some Marmite toast and tea. Oh, I'll feel like I'm right back in England. Perfect.
You'll be talking posh next.
No, you know me better than that. Well, thank you, Glenn, and thank you for being our international friend. We love it. Thank you.
Lovely, lovely to chat to you as usual.
And everyone, happy Friendship Month. Let's celebrate.
Indeed. Yeah,
Call
go
your
for it.
friends. Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio. Keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com.